It's 8:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. With vaccines widely available, Colorado businesses are encouraging workers to come back to the office. CPR business reporter Sarah Mulholland talked with the building maintenance crews that never left.
Craig Johnson is the director of engineering operations in Denver with CBRE, a commercial real estate company. His team has been on site every day throughout the pandemic. They worked on preventative maintenance with buildings that are mostly empty. Now, Johnson says they could soon be back to dealing with the most common tenant issue, thermostat complaints.
The guy that's wearing a suit, tie, and everything, and he's just cooking in his office, and so he's turning it down, but then two doors down or the next one, there's a lady that's wearing a dress that is freezing now.
Johnson says people need to compromise and to remember that the office thermostat doesn't work like the one at home. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
For this Memorial Day, the Colorado National Guard will fly over parts of the state as a tribute to military service members. F-16 Fighting Falcons will fly over Parker, Grand Junction, and Silverton starting at 10 a.m. Colorado Congressman Jason Crow wants to make sure the state's military installations are prepared for climate challenges. His latest roundtable discussion focused on sustainable power. Jim White of CU Boulder's Environmental Studies Program was one of the speakers. He talked about the different forms of renewable energy available in the state.
Wind, solar, hydro, geothermal, we are capable of being one of the renewable energy capitals in the country, and exploiting that just makes a lot of sense.
Representative Crow says he wants to use the conversations to identify what needs to be done legislatively to improve the resiliency of defense installations in Colorado and across the country. Some of Colorado's most popular mountain roads are now open for the season. Those include Independence Pass between Leadville and Aspen, Cottonwood Pass into the Gunnison Valley, and Kebler Pass between Crested Butte and Paonia. The Mount Evans Highway is scheduled to open in early June. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.